Wow. Many Christians believe, if they pray harder, fast longer, shake enough, scream enough, roll on the floor enough, maybe God will answer them. Because what's happened is, under the teaching they've set under, is because they've been taught both law and grace. Law and grace will never mix, and we're never meant to mix. Are you hearing me this morning? If the word is taught wrong, you will believe wrong. If you believe wrong, you'll live wrong. If you live wrong, you won't see any results. Amen. If the word is taught under grace, you'll believe right, you'll live right, and you'll have results in your life. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Amen. So there are basically three major covenants in the Bible. There is the covenant of Abraham that God cut with Abraham. And the requirement of the Abrahamic covenant was that you believed. That's what God's requirement was for Abraham. But that covenant only pertained to the Jews, to Abraham's family. It did not pertain to the whole world. Then the law of Moses came along, and the law of Moses basically said the Ten Commandments and 600 additional, that law, if you are able to keep that law, which we're not able to keep those laws, but if you were able to keep those laws, then the blessings of God would come upon you. Right? Right? Both of those covenants were based on animal sacrifice. But the new covenant, the covenant of grace, was not based on an animal sacrificed. What was based on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So the third covenant differs from the covenant, the first two covenants, in the fact that third covenant, the only requirement was to believe on the finished work of Jesus Christ. So it takes out all performance, and it just simply says, rest and believe on me. Man, that is good. And so to receive the blessing then is to rest in the grace that the blessing has provided through faith. Amen? And so we receive all the blessings of God through faith, not even our faith, but his faith. Hallelujah. And we rest in what God has given us through grace. Because our healing has already been given to us. Our prosperity has already been given to us. But, Hallelujah. Lord, let me get down through this before I go where I'm feeling led to go. I just want to get down through this. So the Bible's divided into three covenants. Each of them are different from the other. So the unconditional Abrahamic covenant mirrors the current covenant. It mirrors the current covenant, but it just went to that immediate family of Abraham. So if you were a Gentile, you were not included in that. But thank God, the Bible says God so loved the world. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. So that means you and me. Hallelujah. And so it was based on that. God blessed Abraham and all future generations of Abraham because Abraham believed. For what saith the scripture? Romans 4:3. Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Abraham believed, and therefore he was righteous. He was justified in that belief. The law of Moses was conditional based on performance. And this is where so many churches and people live and what they teach today. They are teaching actually a law that is done away with, that has faded away. But they teach it and they put their people under condemnation week after week after week. And that's why they're weak. Under the agreement of the old covenant, people could only qualify for God's blessing if they kept the whole law. If they broke any part of the law, then they were cursed. and no one could keep the law because it was too perfect. Only Jesus could keep the law. Hallelujah. But the covenant of grace is unconditional and sealed with the blood of Jesus. This agreement is based on God's love, hallelujah, not on any of man's performance or earthly bloodline. Thank you, Jesus. The only condition to enter this covenant is that you believe in what Jesus has done for you. Isn't that good, man? Hallelujah. For those who believe in Jesus, the law has been nullified and replaced by grace. We are now in the grace dispensation. Amen? The law had an expiration date. Turn to somebody and say, do you know you have an expiration date? Amen. Man, you know, don't feed anybody something that is expired. You know, we go through our cabin every once in a while, and we like to eat turkey sandwiches and stuff, and you know, you pull it out, and you make sure the date is, anybody with me? You don't want it. Why don't you want to eat something that is expired? Because it could have the possibility of making you sick, and so you don't want to do that. So the law is expired. Why would you want to feed on something that's going to make you sick and bring death in your life? Wow. We have a new covenant. Look at Hebrews 8:6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better, everybody say better, better covenant, which is established upon a better promise. So with the new covenant came its author, the Holy Spirit, and when we believe on Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into our life. Hello? Amen? Romans 5:5, look at Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. How? By the Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5. By the Holy Spirit. Hope is shed abroad in our hearts. How? By the Holy Spirit. We will not sin more now that we are no longer under the law, because the Holy Spirit takes away the desire to sin, and we have a new creation within us. People are afraid of teaching grace because they're afraid that people are going to sin more. But the truth is, people are not going to sin more. They're going to sin less. Amen. Oh, that's good. Amen. Because what happens when people are under the law, you become condemned under the law. And when you're condemned, you're going to repeat what you just repeated before. But when you're under grace and grace sets you free, you'll live more holy by accident than you would before on purpose. Thank you for your enthusiasm there. Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that. Jeff, hallelujah, and the rest of you. Amen. Wow. We become new beings under grace through the work of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We have a new covenant package. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creation. New creation where? In your spirit. Your spirit has become created brand new. There's a brand new you on the inside of you. Amen. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You have been regenerated by the Holy Spirit. Your spirit has come alive, and everything in your spirit now is new and full of God's goodness and God's love and God's favor and God's healing on your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah. We can make multiple comparisons between the covenant of the law and the covenant of grace. Listen to me. The law was a deal cut only with God and the Jewish people. Grace is a deal with God and his son. Takes us out of the equation. It's not about us. And it turns to somebody and say, it's not about you. It takes you out of the equation. Amen? It's all about God and his son. Amen? And what he's done for you. Praise God. So the only thing you do is receive what all he's done for you through grace. Last week, Holly had the exchange, and some lady came up to her after exchange and said, you know, your husband's teaching, I was listening to this, and she said, all of a sudden, I understood what God really has done for me and what grace means. And she said, I have a revelation, and that revelation is just setting me free. Hallelujah. Because the revelation of grace will set you free. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. The covenant of the law killed. The covenant of grace gives life. The covenant of the law was about man's faithfulness. The covenant of grace is about his faithfulness. Hallelujah. How many of you want to see results take place in your life? I'm telling you, the way results take place in our life is when we're living under his performance instead of our performance. Because when we're living under our performance, I'm telling you, something happens and we don't see those results because it comes about us instead of about him. God wants to bring results in your life, and he brings results in our life through faith, through the grace that he's provided for us. And when we rest in his promises instead of trying to perform, that's when we see the results of the Lord taking place in our life. Faith is rest. Faith is not stress. But what happens in our life is when we come to different areas of our life and we're walking in faith, the pressure of this world and the pressure of our circumstances wants to put us into the performance mode. When things aren't going just right in our life, all of a sudden we want to step up and do something about it. Instead of believe something about it and speak something about it, we want to take action and we want to pray a little bit harder. Come on, somebody. Don't look at me. You know, come on. I got one pointing at you and three pointing at me. Amen? Man, you know, sometimes pressure comes in, things come in, and our brain begins to work, and all of a sudden we want to jump in and try to fix it. Am I the only one? Man, you ain't want to ever fix something? You ever want, come on, sometimes I feel like Tim the Tool Man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to repair it. But when I do, it blows up, right? When I allow God in walking in faith, I get much better results in trying to jump in and do it myself. You all ain't never been there. You all ain't never had that. Turn to somebody and say, you lying right now. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Turn over, if you will, to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9 and verse 17. Mark, because what happens, guys, we are so performance-based at times that we really, many times, we're not walking in faith and not walking in grace. We're walking in our performance, believing that we can do this and get it done much better than God can. Right? Then one of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. Next verse. Go on down. We're just going to go on down there. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples, and they could not cast it out. They should have cast it out, but they could not cast it out. Hello? So the spirit was in this young man, causing him all these convulsions, all these things going on in his life. And he answered him, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him where? Bring him to me. Church, I want to challenge you today, because when we're living under performance so many times and we try so much in our own effort, we want to do everything ourselves instead of really bringing it to God and leaving it there. Faith leaves it there. Faith leaves it there. Bring him to me. Next verse. Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. Somebody said, that's a lot of pressure right there. Amen? because we are made up with our soul rim, and we have these feelings, and we have these eyes, and what happens is many times you have lived with stuff for a long time, and when you've lived with stuff for a long time, many times unbelief can come in and challenge our belief. And then that's when we really want to jump in and try to do things on our own instead of really speaking the word and renewing our mind to the fact that we're so convinced in our spirit, man, that nothing's going to move us off of what we believe. Next verse. So he asked the father, how long has he been happening to him? And he said, what? From childhood. Turn to somebody and say, that's a long time. From childhood, this father was dealing with this young man, this spirit, and all the things that were going on, and it was manifesting. And when you have stuff manifesting in your life, it's more obvious, and you get your eyes fixed on that instead of upon what God has already done for you, and your faith begins to be challenged. Has anybody ever been there before? Come on, amen. Look at this, next verse. And often he has thrown him both in the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, Lord, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Look what Jesus said. Turn to somebody and say, God's got such compassion for you this morning. Jesus said to him, if you can what? If you can what? If you can what? If you can believe. Faith by hearing, hearing by God's word. Because the circumstances of life can look ugly to us at times. When we're believing for our healing, and we've been believing in that place, and when it hasn't manifested yet, and we've been believing for a day, a week, a month, a year, and it still hadn't manifested, it can be a challenge to you. It can be a challenge to your faith. But God's grace has already provided for you everything that you need. So what we do is we refocus our thinking and our sense rim back over to what God's word has said about us time and time again. No matter how much we're confronted with what we see, hear, hello, we continue to renew our mind back to the, and listen to me, God loves, oh, help me, Jesus. Even if you get out of faith, God's love is still the same for you. It doesn't change and it doesn't stop the effect of what God wants to do in your life. If you can believe, all things are what? To what? Him who what? Next verse. Immediately the father child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my what? So belief and unbelief are there at the same time. Belief and unbelief, it's possible to have belief and unbelief there in your life going on at the same time. Because especially when you've dealt with something for a very long time, you can have belief and unbelief happening at the same time. How do you get the unbelief out? Simply by renewing your mind again and again to what God's word says about you and the promise and speaking that word out of your mouth. You can't just dwell on it. You've got to speak it out. Oh, my goodness. Next verse. Amen. When Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, it came out of him, and he became as one dead, so that many said, he is dead. Wow. Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he what? He arose. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, that circumstance that you may be facing, that challenge in your life you may be facing, grace has already overcame it. But what happens is many times we get our eyes focused back on to the circumstance instead of our eyes back focused onto the word. And when our eyes get off the word and back on the circumstance, unbelief can enter into our hearts. And we have a little bit more challenge overcoming that unbelief because we've allowed our eyes to get back on our circumstance and pressures come into our life. Turn to somebody and say, rest in him. Grace gives you the opportunity and faith to rest in him. Amen. Some of you are being so stressed and you need to start rest. Turn to somebody and say, God's got me, baby. So the disciples kind of sheepishly come into the house, and the disciples ask him privately, why can't we cast him out? Lord, why can't we do that? And the Lord, what's going on? Look what Jesus said. Jesus, this kind can come out by nothing but what? It's kind of what? Demon? No. Unbelief. Unbelief. When we begin to just say, Lord, I thank you. What does fasting do? Let me tell you something. Fasting is not a work. You can make it a work. You can make fasting a work. Fasting was never meant to be a work. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, fasting is good for you. It's good for your body to take a rest. Amen. Some of you will get that later on. Praise God. Fasting should be something easy. Amen. Thank you, Lord. When you fast, what does it do? Fast is just putting your focus back on God. Why? Because we get all of our resources for this body to eat from this world. And what fasting does, it breaks you away from this world and puts your focus back on God. And there's times in our lives we need to fast. Amen? Praise God. But we don't fast to move God. We fast to move us. Oh, you all hear what I'm saying. We don't fast to move God. We fast to reposition us. Amen? Because our focus gets off. We are bombarded in this world, but many people think they can fast and move God. If I fast 20 days, I'll move God. I fast 21 days one time, about died. I'm telling you. Amen. Especially after eating a big meal right after fasting 21 days. But my fasting was wrong because I was fasting to move God instead of reposition myself. But when I say, Lord, you know what? I'm getting serious about this thing. Lord, I'm relying on you. And if you've been in a situation for a long time, you keep looking at that situation day after day after day, that situation will magnify itself bigger almost than what God is. Yeah. I want to tell you right now, there is nothing bigger than God. Amen. There is nothing too hard for God. Yeah. Amen. All things are possible to him that believe. All things are possible. You keep looking at that thing and it keeps magnifying itself. You need, man, that becomes a stronghold, and you need to get that thing out of your mind and out of your thinking. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen? And you need to turn to somebody and say, get a grip. Isn't it amazing how our flesh can speak to us more than the spirit? Because let me tell you something. The Bible says this. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Bible says, we are the head and not the tail. The Bible says, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hello? The Bible says, fear not. God's not giving you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. The Bible says, man, above all things, I desire that you prosper and be in health, even as my... What do we do? Man, if you notice something, whenever the word goes forth, there's a change in the atmosphere. What happens is because your mind starts renewing itself to what God's promises are, and your spirit is agreeing with what is being said by the word of God. And when your spirit and mind come into agreement, faith is released out of that, hallelujah, and we receive what we have need of. Woo! Man. So when we're challenged with stuff and we keep looking at that thing, man, just just pull away from that and start getting on that word, start speaking that word. If you need to draw back and say, you know what, I'm going to miss a meal or two here, and it ain't going to hurt me a bit. Turn to somebody and say, it ain't going to hurt me a bit. Amen. And Lord, I just want to spend some quality time with you. You know, God desires you to spend quality time with him. The covenant of the law was about man's faithfulness. The covenant of grace is about Jesus' faithfulness. He is faithful to us. Hallelujah. All the time. Amen. The law brought out man's condemnation. Listen to me. And sin. Grace brings out his righteousness in you. Grace brings out his righteousness in you. And it's not about this performance thing. It's about resting in this grace. And man, if we're going to see results, it's all about resting in his grace. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you guys for your enthusiasm this morning. Amen. Listen to me. The law produced sin consciousness. Grace makes us Jesus conscious. What happens if we start getting over here in the law aspect and we start trying to perform out of that thing, then what happens? We become more conscious of our own fallen nature that we used to have. Hello, and heap condemnation on us instead of being conscious of our new nature in Jesus Christ and the righteousness we now have. Man. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Come on. Going to go a little further this morning, guys. But we all, with unveiled faces, Moses had to cover his face. We have unveiled faces now. Beholding as in a mirror the glory, the mirror is the word of God, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed, how? Into what? Into what? Just as Jesus is, so are we, in the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. We've been changed. We have a new creation. We are all new. Man, what we go through and what we're challenged with shouldn't be anything for us to overcome. You've got all the weapons of God within you this morning. You've got everything within you this morning. Only thing you need to do is rise up in faith and speak it forth and say, Lord, I receive it. I believe it. It is mine. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffered violent, and the violent take it by force. Faith is not passive. Faith always says action. It's not a work action, it's a speak action. Amen. You speak it forth and receive it. Amen. It is a good word, man. It is a great word this morning. The law covered sin with animal blood. Under grace, Jesus' blood completely removes sin. Grace is an agreement between God and Jesus. Grace is an agreement between God and Jesus. And you and me are the beneficiaries of this. Woo! Hallelujah. Man. 2 Timothy 2:13. Let's just put this up because I just want to rattle your cage a little bit this morning. Turn to somebody and say, your cage needs to be rattled today. Say, if we are faithless, what? He remains what? You know, when you have Jesus, it's impossible to be faithless. You can be challenged, but it's impossible to be faithless because that spirit, that covenant is always there. But when you're seeming like you are faithless, he remains faithful. Why? Why? And what he's saying there is under grace, not even failure can stop his faithfulness. God's still faithful to us. Amen. Even in our failures, God is faithful to us. That's what causes your faith to arise. Because when you feel like, man, I failed. Man, God's still faithful. God's still good. That's what causes your faith to arise, man. Hallelujah. And you reach out and you receive it from the Lord. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all, upon all who believe, for there is no difference, the Bible says. Amen? The Amplified in this verse in 2 Timothy says this, if we are faithless, do not believe, and are untrue to him, he remains true, faithful to his word, and his righteous character, for he cannot deny himself. Wow. God is so good. Under the law, if a man cannot be faithful, then God cannot be faithful to him. Under grace, God's still faithful because it's not about you, it's about Jesus. And we receive that faithfulness into our lives today. And we walk in that and we see results. And when we're challenged with things, we overcome that by simply renewing our mind to God's word, casting out the old thought, putting in the new thought that Jesus loves me unconditionally. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. My faith is built up then. Even when I fail, I know God still loves me. And when you have that type of attitude, you run through a troop and you leap over a wall. Amen. Because you know God is with you and God is there and God is healing you. And you know that circumstance that's facing you right now, you overcome that circumstance. How? By faith, by speaking the word, by refocusing your mind. Amen. And saying, Lord, I thank you and I take what is rightfully mine in the name of Jesus. You got to take it. You got to just receive it. You take it. Faith takes. Amen. Receives it, what grace has provided. Faith is in agreement with what grace has provided. Hallelujah. Stand this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, give God some praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is always the same. But he deals with us based on what covenant we believe. You can still believe the old covenant. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm going to believe the new covenant. Amen. You can still be living under the law instead of under grace. God wants you living under here. God's got his favor and blessing under grace in you. Amen. You may say, well, Pastor, you know, I believe, but I'm still dealing with unbelief. Start speaking that word over that unbelief. Get it out of your mouth. Amen. If you need to fast a few days to reposition yourself, fast a few days, reposition yourself, get along with God. You do spend time with the Lord, right? Amen. He's with you. Believe it or not, he's with you wherever you go, so it's not hard to spend time with him. Amen. Holly's not with me all the time. You know, I love spending time with her, but sometimes we're apart. But God is always with me. Spend time with him. Beloved, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit just takes the focus off of you again and puts it back on him. And in your challenged in areas of your life, maybe look at your finance book and your checkbook and your challenge. Maybe look at your body and your challenge. Maybe look at your children and your challenge. What do you do? What do I do? What do I do? I pray in the Spirit. I refocus myself. Amen. I meditate upon that word. Hallelujah. I chew that word. Meditation means to chew like a cow chews cud. He'll chew it, he'll swallow it, he'll bring it back up, chew it some more. You just stay focused on that word. What's going to be? The results are going to be your healing. Come on, somebody. The results are going to be your healing. The results are going to be prosperity breaking forth in your life. The results are the wisdom of God's mind operating in you. What are the results? Amen of grace. All the good things God has given us. The results are peace, joy. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. Oh, but Pastor, you don't know. No, I don't, but God does. And he loves you right where you are. Hold up your hand this morning. Amen. Say it with Pastor this morning. Thank you, Lord. I have the faith of Jesus Christ in me. My faith is strong because it's his faith operating in me. Today I'm not double-minded. I don't live under two covenants. I live under the covenant of grace. I operate under grace. When I am challenged with things in my life, I'm an overcomer. I apply the word by speaking it out. I hold fast my confession of faith. I speak life, not death. I speak life, not death. When under pressure, I speak life, not death. Woo! Somebody needs to hear that. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to say that again. Raise your hand and say that again. Under pressure or circumstances, I speak life. I don't look at the things as though they appear, but through faith, I see those things as they are, perfect, whole, in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Today, I receive by grace everything. You know, there's just some healing getting ready to break forth in this place this morning. In fact, as I was sitting there this morning, Lord's just speaking in my heart and says, there's some healing breaking forth here today. So I want to tell you, healing is breaking forth right now, and you need to receive whatever you came for because God has it right now. I want you to raise your hand and say, Lord, thank you. Come on, thank you that by your stripes I am healed, that no weapon formed against me is prospering. I am whole in my body, in my mind, amen, in every area of my life. I am whole. I take it today. I receive it today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. Come on, give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Amen. You sensed in your body. The Bible says that the woman said, I felt in my body that plague has left me. You sensed in your body right now that you've been healed this morning. I want you to raise your hand right where you are and start rejoicing. God bless you. 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 By his stripes I am healed, and now I rejoice. Hallelujah. Everyone that received that, I want you to quickly come down right now. Come down right now. You received healing. I want you to come down right now this morning. Come on. Come on. Give God some praise, church. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, right here. Get up real close. Real close. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. They're still coming. Give God some praise. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Church, would you stretch forth your hands this morning towards these? Agree with Pastor today. Amen. You are not going to be robbed from what you receive this morning. What you receive when you walk out of here, man, I'm telling you, you're walking out of here in wholeness, in health. Hallelujah. The devil is not going to rip you off. You stay focused on the Lord and what God has given you. Church, stretch forth. Prayer team, would you come around and stretch forth your hands around these this morning? Prayer team, Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand. Father, we thank you. No more rip-off. No more rip-off, God. Today we receive by grace everything you've given us in these precious people. We call them whole. We call them healed. We call them completely delivered. God, we give you thanks for the grace of God operating in life in the name of Jesus. Say with me, by his stripes, I am whole. I am whole in every way. No more pain. No more pain. No more suffering. Jesus has made me whole today. I receive it this morning by grace. Hallelujah. It is mine. It is mine. Come on, take it. It is mine. I receive it in Jesus' name. Give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It is yours. It is yours today. Hallelujah. It is yours this morning. It is yours. It is yours, brother. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Now do something that you couldn't do before. Glory to God. If you're having a back issue, something going on, do something you couldn't do before. Amen. Say thank you, Lord, for hallelujah. Give God some praise. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. God is good. I want you to find five people and hug them this morning and say, God has been good to me. How about you? Would you do that? Praise God.